My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, since Father Jonathan left us, people were so concerned about my health and well-being. They had been asking me, "How are you?" almost every day. And my usual answer is, "I'm okay, I'm still hanging." But lately, I've been feeling exhausted by the task of administering this parish, doing all the masses and on weekdays, hearing confession alone this Lenten season, and been trying all my best to fulfill my obligation Father Jonathan left for me. By the way, I have been praying for him, for his health and well-being. Last Saturday in my prayer, before I slept, I asked the Lord why he allowed me this responsibility, especially now that I am retiring. I had so many complaints as I prayed. "Lord, my body is aching all over. My head is driving me crazy. I am feeling cold." Then I cried to the Lord in desperation, "All right, Lord, I give up. If you want me to do all these tasks and suffer aches and stress, still I am here as your obedient servant to serve you in this parish." And within minutes, I was able to sleep until morning. I woke up in the morning full of energy and strength, ready to do my job joyfully that Sunday, last Sunday, even saying the Mass, which was not mine to say. In a sense, it was a miracle that I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. Do what you want me to do for you." My dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to think that this personal story of mine illustrates what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. It illustrates the teaching of Jesus that unless a grain of wheat dies, it cannot bear fruit. Or put it in another way, unless we die in our own, we will not bear fruit for God. Had I not said, "All right, I give up," I would probably have remained sore all around and stressed the whole Sunday. Instead, I got the strength and the rest, and I guess I bore fruit. Had I not died to myself and said, "If you want me to do all these tasks and suffer aches and stress, I am here, your obedient servant," I would probably have remained weary and sick that Sunday. Instead, I too got well and bore fruit. My dear brothers and sisters, the story reminds us of the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And during his agony there, he cried out, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." I guess what happened to me in my prayer and of Jesus teach us the same lesson. They teach us that we must be willing to die to our own will if we wish to bear fruit for God. They teach us that we must be willing to trust God and put ourselves in his hands if we wish to gain eternal life. Concretely, what does all this mean for you and everyday life? Consider some possibilities. Suppose our marriage is falling apart and we need outside help, but are too proud to ask for it. Dying to our own will means dying to our pride and asking for help. Or suppose close friends tell us we are developing a drinking problem, but we keep denying it despite mounting evidence. Dying to our will means admitting our problem and seeking medical help. Suppose a friend or a family member has hurt us in some way, and we are holding a grudge against him or her. Dying to our will means forgiving that person from the heart and treating him or her with love once again. My dear brothers and sisters, dying to our will is not easy, and no one said it is. I didn't find it easy to tell God I would accept being sore and all over my body if that's what he wanted. Jesus didn't find it easy to agree to do whatever his Father wanted him to do. But we trusted God and put ourselves in his hands. We died to ourselves and as a result bore much fruit for God. My dear brothers and sisters, the good news in today's reading is that we can do the same. We can follow the example of mine and of Jesus. We can do bear fruit for God. We may have struggle, as I did, or we may have to endure agony, as Jesus did. But if we do, we too will bear fruit for God and gain eternal life. My dear brothers and sisters, the important thing is to put our lives in God's hands in complete trust. The important thing is to let go of our lives and let God do with them whatever he wishes. And so this is the good news contained in today's gospel. It is the good news that if we imitate the grain of wheat and dies to ourselves, we too will bear much fruit. It is the good news that if we imitate the example of my story and of Jesus, we too will bear fruit for God and gain eternal life. Let me close with a prayer. Please pray along with me in silence. God, our Father, as we prepare to break bread together, help us realize that had not the grains of wheat been ground into flour, and had not the individual grapes been crushed into juice, we would not be able to share this holy meal together. Help us to imitate the wheat and the grapes and offer our lives to you for whatever use you wish to make of them. We ask this through Christ our Lord.